Mr. Speaker, the House had only 6 weeks to consider the budget estimate and economic policy and to pass the appropriation bill. This period is highly inadequate for Parliament to effectively scrutinize the budget. We do appreciate the particular challenge of the Minister for Finance for this year in relation to our dealings with our development partner. We hope that subsequent budgets will be brought to this House early. Notwithstanding the limited time available to the House to consider the budget and the estimates, I have no doubt in my mind that this House did a good job. As we do know, it shall become imperative for the Finance Minister to come to Parliament as soon as the discussions with the IMF are over. I want to believe that a reviewed budget shall come to Parliament February or latest March of 2015. So we must position ourselves to confront the reality.
Honourable members should note that in the coming year 2015, the Chair and the leadership have resolved to apply fully the provisions of the Code. It is my expectation that the Privileges Committee will come out with the manual and necessary sanctions for early adoption when we reconvene. After the adoption of the manual, I intend to, in consultation with leadership, to organize a series of seminars to enable resource persons to explain to honorable members the provisions of the Code, its utility, implications for breaches, and corresponding sanctions.